Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, all you crazy cats. Happy Monday. We are so back, Steve
yes.
and Danny.
One of the greatest sports weekends of all time.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? Before we even got into the sports weekend, I spent a couple days down in Oregon, and I brought you guys presents. What?
Did you really? So where'd you go in Oregon?
On the way to Oregon, I stopped by the new In-N-Out Burger in Ridgefield, and I brought you guys
didn't.
Washington In-N-Out t-shirts.
Are you serious?
Danny. Yes.
I'm so excited.
So it's got the In-N-Out logo on the front chest, and then back it has the state of Washington.
You know, I have to pretend that I like their burger. No, I'm kidding. I do like their food. Yes! Look at that.
Aren't those so goodness. Cool?
You know what the funny thing is Steve, and I know you guys know this, but the listeners don't. I got this targeted to me before even going.
Yes.
I've never been to In-N-Out Washington yet, and I saw this, and I was like contemplating buying it online. So this is, it's like you heard me, Taryn.
This is too cool. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
So how was In-N-Out? I mean, I know you've eaten at In-N-Out before.
I was quite literally blown away by the sheer number of people that were working there. I felt like there were as many people employed at that In-N-Out as mm-hmm. there were people trying to order food from that In-N-Out.
It's all hands on deck.
The craziest assembly line situation I have ever seen. There had to have been at least 25 people working behind the counter.
I heard by the end of it, you started working there.
Right? It was so nuts.
So did you go in or... How is the I feel like the drive-thru is... that's like, to me, is the pro tip. Don't do the drive-thru.
Don't do the drive-thru.
Even if they've been around for years, I've never even bothered going through the drive-thru. I just park, go inside. It's a lot quicker, and it's a better experience.
That's exactly what we did. And they, of course, they had, you know, the people directing traffic and things like that, because it literally was that crazy, these folks going to the drive-thru. But we walked in... It went relatively quickly, all things considered.
Nice.
And then my son decided that he likes... In-N-Out fries better than McDonald's fries, and I was like, what are you talking about? So I had to disown him.
You left him there.
I'm like, bye.
He'll be fine. He's got a job already.
He's an In-N-Out guy now.
Yeah, they needed one more kid.
Peddling fries.
He'll give it to you animal style.
Well, it's so great to be back.
Showtime.
You guys ready to get into the Daily Mix download?
Yes.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Hey, today's the first day of fall.
What?
So I don't know, just trip or something.
It's Danny's favorite season.
Yeah, he does seem happier.
He's so happy.
I got my pumpkin mug. I got my orange phone. I'm ready to go, guys.
That's right. Danny's got an orange iPhone. He's got one of the brand new iPhones.
Oh, he's been brainwashed.
Oh, he's been brainwashed for 10 years along with me. How you like it so far?
Oh, it's amazing.
What's the best thing about it?
It's orange.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, oh, that's, I mean, really, it's all the same, except for it's orange, which is amazing.
Why do I bother to ask? Of course. Fashion before function when it comes to dance. Oh, it comes to all of us, probably. Hey, let's talk about the Seahawks, man. Them special teams were quite special yesterday. That was just, if you want, looked at the stats, because, you know, they showed the, like, the side-by-side stats of, like, how the Saints did and how the Seahawks did. If you looked at it and you had a guess on how the score was, you'd be like, oh, it's probably, like, a game that one of them won by, like, 3 points, maybe 7 points, but it was a close game. But that's not the case because of our special teams. I think they said, like, the special teams had, like, accounted for, like, 30 of those points yesterday. It was insane, dude. The Seahawks ended up just crushing them. What the hell was the final score? Yeah, 44-13.
That's so bonkers.
I'm kind of disappointed they didn't get 50.
It was so close.
I mean, that second half, they were terrible. They lost 7-6 in that second half.
Oh, gosh.
The first half was great, which was awesome because, you know, they got a short week, so they were able to rest a bunch of players. Some of their players were still injured, so hopefully some of those guys will be back. But, man, I don't even know where to go with this one because everybody played great, especially Torrey Horton.
Oh.
Rookie, that 95-yard punt return was fantastic. That was a record breaker for at least for Seahawks for the longest punt return, which was really cool. Then he had a touchdown catch as well. Sam Darnold played great. Everything about that performance, the defense was fierce.
Oh.
Speaking of the defense, let's talk Ernest Jones, because I love when he does press conferences because you just never know when he's going to bust out an F-bomb. He came so close to dropping an F-bomb in the press conference this time around that I still bleeped it because, I mean, he got the F in, he got the U in, and he came pretty close to the next letter. So I was like, you know what? But here he is talking about, they're talking about Alvin Kamara, who's the running back for the Saints, who usually is just a Seahawks beater. And so here's Ernest Jones talking about how well they played against him and against the run in general.
I think for this defense, we kind of heard the noise early in the week. I believe one of their coaches were excited about the challenge of, you know, having him and them, you know, thinking they were going to run the ball on us. So we took that personal. You got to, man.
I mean, it was so close. I'm like, I'm going to put a bleep in there anyway.
Listen, it's going to be tough to run the ball against us just because of how the mindset and the physicality that we play. And from after that, honestly, it's just this. We're going to make it hard on you to run the ball on us. And if you do, good luck to you.
I just get so fired up when I listen to that guy. He just seems like the realest dude.
Love him.
Yeah, so up next, this Thursday Night Football, taking on the Arizona Cardinals, who lost to the San Francisco 49ers. A close game. But man, oh man, it's going to be a fun one on Thursday night in Arizona. And we'll catch up with Mitch Levy from Mitch Unfiltered today to talk more about the game at 7:20.
I'm sure we'll have to touch on some Mariners magic with him as well. Absolutely erupted for 7 runs in the second inning. J.P. Crawford had a grand slam and another homer by Big Dumper.
13-14. Right field. He's got 58. And the Mariners' main man delivers 2 more.
Unbelievable.
It just feels so good to say that we beat down the Astros 7-3, seized a 3-game AL West lead, effectively 4 with the tiebreaker.
And I swept them this weekend, which is just bonkers.
Seattle's magic number to clinch its first division title since 2001 is 3.
Who is this team?
This is what our is year.
It kind of starting to feel, I mean, even like the national people are saying this is our year.
It's very exciting. And we're off today before starting the final homestand of the season with 3 games against the Colorado Rockies. Aren't they like the worst team in the league right now?
Yeah, but you gotta treat them like the New Orleans Saints and just go in there and pummel them, baby.
This is our year for sure. Go Mariners.
Real quick, what happened to the Cougs, Taryn?
You know what? I am going to just celebrate the moral victory of putting up 24 points against the Huskies. All right?
Okay.
The end.
That was cool. And shout out to all the Cougs that were at the Washington State Fair. They had a private viewing party happening there.
So
these
awesome.
Cougs know how to party. Even at the fair, they just decided, you know what? Screw the ride. Screw the games. We're watching the Apple Cup.
Priorities.
I don't know if they finished watching the Apple Cup, but anyways. Monday Night Football tonight starting at 5 o'clock on ABC and ESPN. The Baltimore Ravens are hosting the Detroit Lions. As far as weather, we're in a high of 69 degrees.
Nice.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you know that you can now watch The Men's Room live on YouTube? The guys are streaming every single day from 2 until 6, and you can get all the details at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had full-on FOMO over the weekend watching Friends at the Savannah Bananas at T-Mobile Park.
You and me, but I don't usually have FOMO. Like, I'm always just like, whatever, no big deal. I've never been more mad at myself for not trying to get tickets to this.
Two sold-out games at T-Mobile Park, and one of the players ended up posting this really cool video on Instagram about playing here specifically. His name is Ryan Cox, and he posted.
And he's the guy that has, like, the bleached banana-colored hair, yellow hair with, like, he puts bananas, he paints them in his head, or different smiley faces. He seems like a character.
Totally. And his post said, quote, "Blessed to be back in Seattle and complete this full circle moment with my dad." And then he shared this.
"Good morning, live from Seattle, T-Mobile Park. The Bananas get to play here this weekend. And the last time I was here was in 2021. I thought my baseball career was over. My dad took a father-son trip with me as one of my friends was going to get married out here. And we had just got done hiking Mount Rainier when we saw the Red Sox."
Rainier, but okay.
It's fine.
"When we saw the Red Sox play the Mariners. And I was like, we have to go. So we sat right up here in the right field bleachers. Got to watch an awesome game, kind of see this ballpark. And now this weekend, my dad's going to catch a flight to come watch us play as we collect these infinity stones of amazing ballparks we get to play in. Excited for the weekend versus the Firefighters. And as always, go Bananas."
Insane. What a cool story, first of all. I mean, the fact that, like, you know, I forget that a lot of these guys were, you know, people that were hoping to make it into the pros and it didn't work out for whatever reason. They even had, like, a former, like, minor league player that was in the Mariners minor league system that's one of the members of the Bananas as well. I saw he got interviewed on King 5. It's kind of cool to see.
Absolutely. I mean, just a really unique thing to get to do with your career that you think is over. And now it's like the thing that everybody can't stop talking about.
It's like the most, it's like the hottest pop culture phenomenon in forever. I mean, everywhere they go, they're selling out. It was like an impossible ticket to get unless you were like one of the lucky ones to get it. But for you, I mean, because that was a full circle moment for him. What about you? Have you ever had a full circle moment?
Oh, yes. Mine was, it was just a couple of years ago. The Murrow Symposium happens over at Washington State University. And it's like a big, like, weekend of bringing communications professionals together and things of that nature. And you just kind of get to go to panels and watch speakers. And it's a big networking event. I always wanted to be invited back to the Murrow Symposium since I attended it as a student there 20 years ago. I got invited back to the Murrow Symposium and got to be on a panel at Wazoo. And it was so cool. I always dreamed that they would, like, maybe one day think of me and call me. And they did. And it was so awesome.
So you didn't have to, like, kind of keep, like, nudging them, like, hey.
No, like, don't forget about me, guys.
What's the sister going to do to be invited? That's pretty awesome.
But it was really cool because the panel itself was talking about, you know, kind of, like, unconventional paths to success. And just there wasn't a lot of people doing our style of radio at this symposium. So I felt like I was, you know, kind of a unique individual there. And it was a wonderful time. What about you?
It's kind of heavy, but in a roundabout way. So I'll try and keep it short. I shared the story before, but when I was a kid, I had a very, like, my dad's side was not, my grandfather was not very good to me. He was just very rough. And, like, growing up, I was always trying to still impress him and entertain him, and it would never work out well. And one of the things I shared the story before was doing puppet shows. I thought it was awesome. Clearly, and looking back, they weren't. But, like, he wouldn't hold back. Like, he wouldn't just smile and nod, be like, "That's nice, kid. Good job." He'd be like, "Yo, what the F are you doing? I'm trying to watch TV. Get the hell out of here. Why are you doing this?" And it would, like, annoy him that I was trying to entertain him, and he hated the puppet show. And it just was, like, one of those things that stuck with me forever. It was, like, one of those, you know. And so, like, the full circle thing was, A, when we did the roast of Steve Miggs, I shared that story and then did a puppet show, and it was fun and it was stupid, but I finally got to like that full circle moment. But the true full circle moment was a few months ago when Tatum had some like toys and she's like, "Daddy, can I do a puppet show for you?" And I ain't gonna lie, like, you know, I've heard the saying before, like, you know, like your child can help heal your own trauma.
Yes.
And that was like one of those first moments where I truly felt that. Like, it was like almost like a sense of like, you know what? Yes, of course I want to see you. No, I yelled at her. I said, "I'm trying to watch TV. Get that out of here." But that was like one of those moments where I finally got to experience it and be on the other side and correct what I felt was kind of messed up of what my grandfather did. And I got to like be there to watch my kid do it. And I was just smiling from ear to ear. And I truly, that was that moment where I was like, man, whatever about my grandfather, go F that guy. You know, I mean, here I am getting to do this with my kid. And I learned what not to do from him and from other people in my family now that as I'm trying to raise this child and raise her as good as I can.
Well, you're raising her to be the future of puppeteering. And that's huge.
Yes,
Steve.
Yes. We're going to see Jeff Dunham next week. No, I'm kidding. It was pretty cool, though.
The Daily Mix Show.
What about you, rockaholics? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us, what is your full circle moment? That time in life when everything just came back around for you. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Foo Fighters. What's your full circle moment? A time in life when everything just came right back around for you. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call and the number to text. Daniel from Shelton, what's your full circle moment?
Good Monday morning.
Oh. Morning.
So, so for me, I started my working life as a traffic controller, a.k.a. flagger. You know those guys, they'll stop you when you're trying to get to work. And one of our jobs is to hold traffic, let big rigs come in, you know, offload or get loaded, and then let them out back and all that wonderful stuff. Well, I quit that job, and then I became a truck driver myself, and then I got into dump truck driving, and I got sent out to a job, which was, you know, going into a construction site just like that, and there I was right in front of a flagger, and I was like, wow, I've come full circle.
And now I hate those guys, too.
206-803-ROCK, what is your full circle moment, that time in life where everything came back around for you?
Some of these texts are just great. I like this one. My kindergarten teacher told me I talk too much. Full circle moment, I'm now an auctioneer. She was right. Ha-ha.
Oh, that's so great.
Another person, I met my now wife at a Pearl Jam show back in 1998. The last time they were here, we took our 16-year-old daughter to see Pearl Jam, and she rolled her eyes while we sang every word.
Oh, that's very sweet, though.
It was cool for you guys. Danny, what about you? So we heard from you, Taryn, yours and mine, but what is yours?
Mine happened recently, too. It was being able to go back to Albuquerque and do an emo night at the Launch Pad, which is the venue you wanted to play as a kid. And like, we got to play it when I was like 16 years old, you know, in a band and stuff, but I hadn't played there in so long and whatnot. So actually getting to go back to my hometown and play at the Launch Pad, which is what we all wanted to do, was just kind of like, oh,
that's
my
spot.
Full circle. Yeah. Full circle moment of being able to be like, hey, I'm playing music at the Launch Pad.
It makes me think of when I first moved out here, and I don't know if the Launch Pad, I've never been there. I've seen documentaries where they talk about the Launch Pad. So I'm aware that's like an iconic spot. But that for me, when I moved out here, the Showbox was like the spot.
Right.
And I remember seeing Mudhoney there. It was one of the first concerts I ever saw. And I remember looking out there in the Showbox and being like, one day, I hope I could play there. And we were fortunate enough a couple of times to play at the Showbox. And it was just like a similar thing. And also, I got to wrestle at the Showbox, which was kind of stupid.
And it was just bragging.
No. Those were those full circle moments,
absolutely,
though.
Absolutely. That's huge.
The same way when we got to do Live Night there last year. Yep. I mean, it was Soto, but same kind of thing. Like, I've been going there since I moved to Seattle. And it was like, now I get to be on stage? What?
It's great. Someone said I used to skip class and hang out at the local comic book store. Guess who owns that record store now?
Wow.
Me.
Okay, that's rad. 206-803-ROCK, Ralph from Bremerton. What's your full circle moment?
Yeah, when I was about 11, my dad told me he had shot a hummingbird with a shotgun. I said, why would you shoot anything that beautiful for no reason? And he said, well, I thought, sorry afterwards. Well, you don't shoot it.
No, I mean, I spent my life collecting hummingbirds.
What's the full circle? Is that the hummingbird came back and shot him?
Wow. Hell.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve today? Steve Migs, you know what's really wild? You have a shot at hitting 300 wins today.
Yeah.
Yeah, 298 wins, 93 losses, and 82 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Beat Migs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.